Saga Egmont presents Beast in the Night by Michael Katz-Krefeld, translated by Ian Giles and read by Zara Ram.
Part 1. Horses gallop in the night sky, bringing news that death doth portend. Knives, words in bountiful supply, no one alive when the game is at an end. Chapter 1. Copenhagen. Numenevei in Vanlusa was a picture of tranquillity in the glimmer of the rising sun until the buzz of static from a walkie-talkie erupted, sending a blackbird into flight. Further down the suburban street, patrol cars were being held at bay by a cordon of red and white police tape. A couple of paramedics in high-visibility jackets were standing by the nearest ambulance, while a group of heavily armed officers had gathered by the bonnet of the tactical unit leader's car. So far, none of the street's inhabitants had shown themselves, and the only person the officers had needed to turn away from the street had been a newspaper delivery man out and about early. In the midst of the officers was Inspector Cecily Mars from the homicide unit, newly arrived. She wore a black leather jacket over her bulletproof vest and a pair of tight jeans that had already made several of the officers' gazes linger on her rear. Cecily ran a hand through her short blonde hair and turned to look at the leader, Niels P. "How many are dead?" she asked. Niels was powerfully built and several heads taller than Cecily. He looked down at her.
"One confirmed. How many wounded?"
"We don't know."
"How many perps?"
"One confirmed, but there might be more."
"So you have no idea how many people are holed up in there?"
She peered towards the red brick house on the opposite side of the street.
"Live ones?"
"Yes, live ones, Niels."
"We've only got visuals on one room plus the kitchen."
Niels P. pointed his gloved hand towards the nearest gable end of the house in question.
"The curtains are drawn everywhere else in the house. Our sharpshooters have seen movement in the living room but haven't been able to ascertain how many people there are or what their status is. Could be the perp, could be hostages."
"I hear you loud and clear. How long has it been going on?"
"The call to emergency services came in at 2:30 a.m, but the killing had already happened by then."
"And you're still kicking your heels out here?" Cecily said, frowning.
"We're waiting for a hostage negotiator. Things seem to have gone haywire down at the station. The first one on the list is off sick, and they've only just managed to get hold of the second, so..."
"Bloody hell, we can't just stand around waiting," she said,
unbuttoning the strap on the holster at her side. Nils P.'s mouth opened and his eyes widened.
I'm not sure it's a good idea for us to move in right now. The situation might escalate quickly with more fatalities as a result."
"Who said anything about us?"
She turned 90 degrees and called out,
"Trolls!"
Trolls was slouching against the unmarked police car and looked towards her sleepily. With his freckled cheeks and blonde hair, he looked like a rookie fresh from the academy, which wasn't far from the truth. Trolls pushed himself away from the car and came over to her quickly.
"Yes?
With me,"
she said.
"Where? In there?"
He nodded towards the house.
"Why don't we wait for the negotiator, Cecily?"
Niels P. asked.
"I'm sure he'll be here any moment now."
"What if it was your family in there? Would you just be standing around out here waiting, Niels?"
Before Niels could reply, Cecily had already crossed the street with Trolls hot on her heels. When she reached the white painted gate, she glanced at the mailbox mounted next to it. There was a label attached that said Irene and Jorn Olsen at the top, and underneath it said Niklas Olsen. The hinges squealed as she pushed the gate open and moved up the garden path. Before them was a house that did little to stand out from the other homes in the neighbourhood. Nevertheless, the windows with their drawn curtains seemed to stare back at them, dead-eyed.
"Draw your weapon, Trolls, and stay behind me,"
Cecily said quietly, making her way towards the front door. Trolls quickly retrieved his Glock from his holster and took off the safety. Cecily grasped the knocker and slammed it hard on the door. When nothing happened, she began to hammer it willy-nilly. After a minute or so, there was a rustling from inside. Cecily took a step back as the door opened. A young man was staring at her.